Well, thanks for joining me again. Hey, I am Sean Merrill, and we are back in the great outdoors. Again, my favorite place to be. So, if you joined us last time in our last episode, we talked about the first thing to remember when it comes to firearm safety, and that's muzzle control. If you didn't see that last episode, you can go back and check it out. But muzzle control, the muzzle is the end of your the barrel of your shotgun, rifle, or pistol, firearm, whatever you may be carrying. You always want to make sure and practice safe muzzle control. Always make sure this muzzle is pointed in a safe direction, okay? Even if it's the gun that you consider it to be unloaded, you always treat a firearm as if it were loaded, all right? So always make sure your muzzle is in a safe, pointed in a safe direction. Proper muzzle control. So in this episode, we're going to talk about the next thing. You have two forms of safety here when it comes to a firearm, all right? One, number one is muzzle control. The next thing is a safety, all right? On this shotgun right here, the safety is right down here along the trigger guard. And this is the trigger guard, which goes around the trigger, okay? On some firearms, it may be up on top right here. There may be a safety up here on top. Or in other weapons like rifles and all, it may be to where the trigger's on a half-cock basis to where that's where it's safe. But anyway, on this weapon right here, on this shotgun, the safety is down here on the trigger guard. Now, here's the thing, all right? So the first thing we consider, muzzle control. The next thing to consider is the safety. And you want to make sure you always have that safety on. Now, I'll give you a lot of different situations here, and I'll tell you a story. Back when, with me, it's just muscle memory anymore. It's just habit. My safety is always on, and I don't take the safety off until the split second before I take that shot. Now, how did I learn that? Well, I was mentored, okay? So my dad taught me early on when I was young, and I was carrying around a BB gun or a pellet gun, that when we would go out in the woods or we would go walking and he'd let me take my BB gun or pellet gun, that we might be walking along there for 20 minutes or so, and he'd go, "Hey, let me see your gun." And I would hand it to him. If that BB gun didn't, if the safety wasn't on that BB gun or that pellet gun, then I didn't get to carry it next time we were out in the woods, okay? So it became a habit. I wanted to make sure that I always had that safety on. And that's the way I taught my son. And even now with me, like I said, when I'm carrying my gun, let's just say that we're out rabbit hunting or quail hunting or some type of bird hunting where you take a quick shot, all right? I'm not walking along there even with the dogs running the rabbit and I see the rabbit coming with my safety off. My safety is always on. And it has become muscle memory. And that's what it needs to become with you when you're handling a firearm. It needs to become a habit. It needs to become muscle memory. How do you get that? By practice, practice, practice. The more that you carry your firearm and practice it safely, the more it's going to become muscle memory, because I don't even know I do it now. But I can promise you that as far as taking my safety off before I shoot, I can promise you I may see that rabbit coming running up in front of the dogs and slipping through there, and I don't take my safety off until the second I fire that gun, and then I immediately put it back on with my middle finger. Now, that's the way I've learned how to do it with my middle finger. That's the way I grew up doing it. So the second before I take that shot, I take it off safety, fire, and then I put it right back on safety. Even if I take it off safety, fire, eject my shell, before I bring it down, it goes right back on safety. And that's the way you need to practice it. And even if I'm in a deer stand, for example, and I've got my rifle, and I see the deer walking. I've got a clear sight line. It is a deer. It's a deer that I'm going to shoot, right? And so that I'm going to harvest, and it comes walking up. And I can see which direction it's walking, and I've got a shooting lane coming up here. Even when I get my rifle ready, I don't take it off safety until it walks right into the path that I'm going to take that shot. It may be in my shooting lane. I take it off safety. I fire, and then put it right back on safety. Now, you may ask, well, why wouldn't you just take it off safety when you put your gun up here and get ready to take the shot because you know you're going to shoot the deer? Well, the reason why I don't do that, a lot can happen from where that deer is to where I want it to be before I take the shot, where I've got a clearing. Anything could spook it. It could take off running. And then I'm like, oh, man, I just missed a shot. I'm not thinking about my gun not being on safety or the safety being on because I've taken it off. And I may put my rifle back down on the stand or maybe put it over my lap and not realize that I had taken the safety off. So anyway, you get the point. Proper safety control, right? I've heard of people that when they're in the duck blind and the ducks are flying over, And so they keep their gun off safety so they can jump up and shoot. Hey, listen, it takes less than a second to push that safety off and to take the shot and put it back on. So you've got two forms of technique here, we'll call it, that to operate a firearm safely. One is muzzle control. The next is always make sure that safety is on, always, until the second before you take that shot, then put it right back on. That's your two forms of to operate a firearm safety, you know? So number one, you're gonna have the muzzle control, and then you're gonna have the safety. But here's the thing. Now, different than muzzle control, if you're controlling the muzzle end of your firearm safely, that'll never fail, right? But a safety is a mechanical device, and it can fail. Now, does it often fail? No. It doesn't hardly ever fail, okay? But it is a mechanical device that can fail. So you can't 100% rely on that. But what can you 100% rely on? The muzzle control. That's the number one thing. So muzzle control first, then make sure your safety is always on, because those are two forms of operating your firearm safely. You know, as we navigate this life as a Christian, whether you're a new believer or you were saved a long time ago, we need good examples to follow, don't we? We might look to other Christians and see, you know, how they handle situations and how they make decisions and their display of integrity or love or forgiveness. You know, we might find this in our pastor, maybe a deacon in the church, or even a Sunday school teacher or small group leader. And all of those things are great, and these can certainly be good and even great examples. But just like our safety on our firearm, there's an opportunity for failure. They can fail. Listen, you know, they're people. People can fail. I fail. They can be great in our lives, but we shouldn't rely wholly on them. Our trust should be in God. 1 Peter 2:21 tells us that He is our example to follow. He never fails. We can always look to Him to be our true safety. 2 Thessalonians 3:3 says, "But the Lord is faithful, and who shall establish you and keep you from evil?" And in Psalms 91:1-2, it says, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust." There's one more part to our series on firearm safety coming up. Look for it coming soon, but until then, you can check out our other videos like these and blogs to help you in your walk with Christ. You can do that by going to lifeword.org or social media like Facebook and Instagram. Hey, I'll see you next time in the great outdoors. And remember, always treat your firearm in a safe manner. Be a responsible, ethical hunter, all right? Let's pass it on to the next generation. See you next time.